Well, howdy guys. Everybody's getting excited about the release of GTA 6. Not me, but everybody else probably. I played GTA 5, I think everybody has, in the planet. But after a while, for me, it got kind of boring. Now, the release date is November the 19th, 2026. And it'll be about £69 or $89. I'm so old, I can remember buying a car for that. Of course, the question is it going to be woke? Then I've seen some of the trailers for it and the leaks as well. And to me, personally, it looks very woke. Very femme-orientated. And of course, they'll be good at everything. Guns, you know, driving, fighting. Of course, it's just propaganda again, isn't it? I mean, what is wokeness? Well, it's to promote femmes, isn't it? Of course, a lot of these GTA players won't care, as long as it's a GTA game. They're so hyped up, they won't notice anything, probably. But what's the best way to push propaganda? Put it into something that's very popular. And of course it's going to make a ton of money, by pushing the narrative. Femmes can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. I am woman, hear me roar. Actually, it should be. I am woman, hear me snore. And all the femmes in this will probably act like males. And be tougher. But you've got to remember that the people who made GTA 5 are probably not working for the company anymore. And a lot of people at the company are all about feelings and emotions. And I think the game will reflect that. The grittiness will be gone. They don't seem to understand that's what made the game popular in the first place. And I've also noticed with these big releases that straight away there's nothing but praise about the game. You know, it's the best one ever made. And it takes quite a few months for the real truth about the game to come out. And for those people out there who play the game and don't want to mention the wokeness about it, because they've been conditioned to behave properly, or they may not get another game, if you know what I mean. Doesn't bother me either way, I won't be buying it. It was the same about Red Redemption 2. And I bought it, played it a bit, and I realised it wasn't for me, because it didn't actually reach the hype that they said about it. Lots of people now are saying, oh, you didn't like Red Redemption 2. You must be a fruitcake. No, I'm old school, and I'm particular about what games I play. Anyway, guys, you let me know what you think. You take it easy now.